because Jesus said, love yourself so that mm-hmm. you can love your neighbor well. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Diary of the Mom Squad with Kate and Brittany. Tune in for insights into the hilarious, heartfelt, and often chaotic world of motherhood, where no one has everything figured out and we all need a whole lot of Jesus. So grab a cup of coffee, take a break, and join this crazy journey together. This is Diary of the Mom Squad, where moms connect, support, and thrive.
This is a mom podcast, and so I know for me, if I'm really, really honest, I have struggled with fitness and weight and all kinds of things. Like all through, I was a competitive dancer and gymnast when I was in high school. And then like, you know, life happens mm-hmm. and injuries happen and you can't keep up with it. And then you become a mom. And I feel like for me, at least in my life and the pace of life, that becomes very back burner, mm-hmm. right? When you're trying to take care of everything else and everyone else yep. in your family. So I love what you said about the renewing of your mind and kind of that fresh perspective. What would you say to the mom who is struggling today with maybe even feeling guilty about, oh, well, can I even put myself on the front burner? Like, is that okay to do?
Yes. So we have another thing we like to say a lot. The world and society has a lot of good catchphrases, right? Mm-hmm. That sound good and they mean good. Like when I tell you the new year, new you, there's a good heart behind
sure,
that.
Right,
people
right.
are trying yeah. to help. So I'm not trying to put that down in any way. But a lot of times I feel like As Satan does, he takes a truth and he twists it just a little bit enough so that it's actually kind of not true, but mm-hmm. it sounds really, really good, right? So love yourself. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a good thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like we should love ourselves and we should, but that's not the end. It's a means to an end because Jesus said, love yourself so that mm-hmm. you can love your neighbor well. Mm-hmm. So the loving yourself is not the end, but it's a means to an end. So that's what I would say to the mom
yeah.
is like taking care of your body is momming,
yeah.
mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. It is because, again, you have to be in a healthy space to be able to take care of someone else. If
yeah.
you're the one that needs to be taken care of, you can't take care of someone else. And so that's why I think that that physical aspect of who you are needs to be strong. If you can. Now, of course, life happens. There are injuries. There are illnesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, these are all part of living in a fallen world. So we have grace for that. But a lot of times it really is people's choices.
Mm-hmm.
I know someone who is not that much older than I am. And we went to take a picture. And I said, well, let's get down. You know, there were several of us. So let's get down on the floor. And she's like, oh, if I get down the floor, I can't get back up. And
yeah.
so it's not because she has an injury and it's
right.
not because she has an illness. Those things happen. But it's literally because she stopped doing it.
Yeah.
And your body will forget how to do things if
yeah.
you don't ask it to do it. So as a mom, I would say that you need to look at your physical fitness as a big part of your momming, like mm. how you're going to take care of your family well and involve your kids in it. And
mm.
every
mm-hmm.
stage looks so different. I can remember, y'all might be too young for this, but Ty Bo.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I was
Billy
a Ty Bo.
Blanks
yep.
and mm-hmm. Ty Bo.
Me and Billy Blanks, we were friends back
yes.
in the day.
He was the bomb. If you like that, I teach a class called Refit Kick. You probably have to work, but it's Wednesdays at 9.
Oh, that's
fun. And that's
fun.
Where I get out all that kickboxing
yep.
energy. But yeah, I can remember with my first son literally being in the living room and I am like kicking to Billy Blanks and my son's in his little swing right next
yeah.
to me. And then like he would get a little fussy and I'm like, I've got one leg in the air and I've got the passy in my other hand and I'm putting it in his mouth and like trying
mm-hmm.
to, you know,
yeah.
that's what it looked like in that season. And then it looked like putting him in a stroller and going for a run. And then I had two kids and I had to get the double stroller,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Which now we have Facebook Marketplace.
Right. Yes,
so,
yes. so much easier now.
No excuses. And then I had three and it was like, okay, I have three. So I have the double jogger stroller. Hey, Schaefer, can you ride your bike now? Okay, cool. You ride your bike.
Right.
I push the double stroller and it looks different. And then, you know, they're in school, so I have a little bit of time so I can go in and take group fitness classes, right?
right?
And then even now, as they're older, it's a big part of what we do as a family. Like every year for Mother's Day, I'm like, don't buy me anything. I just want you to clear your schedule and go on a hike.
Mm.
Like that
yes.
is my
yeah.
favorite gift as a mom is for all of us to go on a hike. So just incorporating your kids
yeah.
too, making it fun for your kids, setting that example for your kids as well, and just looking at it as part of your responsibility
mm-hmm.
as a mom.
That was like some of my favorite times growing up with my parents. It's like just going on long walks, like we would talk more on those long walks than we would like during the everyday stuff, because you're literally outside with like nothing to do. So you're like, either I talk to you guys or we just walk in silence, and I'm not a silence person. So that was like some of our biggest times. And now my daughter's 2.5, so I have a rowing machine downstairs, so I'll put that on and like I'll put like Mickey Mouse on the TV for her, and she's seen me rowing and like, but I have to do something because she's exhausting. I mean, she's great, but she is exhausting.
Yeah. Yeah. And they don't realize it's exercise. Right. They can think it's play. Yeah.
She like stretches with me afterwards and thinks it's great. And I'm like, you're more flexible than I am. That's not fair.
Right. If you put on a video and you're like, hey, come in the room and do this with me. Like they think it's just this fun, you know, I mean, they actually make games like that, right? Yeah. Like
I'm about to do the dancing one on Wii Fit again. I told my husband, I was like, we need to re-download that because she likes music. And so I can do the dance exercise.
There you go.
She's like dancing along with me.
Competition.
Yes. So how do you approach, like, how did you approach it with your kids? And we had a listener question that goes along the same lines, and you have a granddaughter now. So finding the balance between like nutritious food and like what they'll actually eat, because a lot of times kids don't eat what is probably best for them. And so like, do you have any advice on finding that balance?
Yeah. So I do think it's a balance. I think that when you're really extreme and very prohibitive on anything, then that's immediately, I mean, that's our nature, right? Like, we want what we can.
I want that.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So I think that balance is really the key for that. So I know we didn't keep a lot of, like, you know, some people will have like that candy bowl or that. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
We didn't keep that around the house. But if it was a holiday, like, just tell y'all, this is our guilty pleasure.
Yep, yep.
For December, we keep M&M's out the entire month.
Nice.
I keep
I love it.
Two bags, actually, because we have the plain M&M's and the peanut M&M's, and it's just for the month of December. And it's just a little, you know,
like a treat.
You know, even the Bible, you know, he called his people to feast at times, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a celebratory time. And so those are out. But I even tell my husband, I'm like, oh, December can't come. January can't come quick enough because I am eating so many of these. They're just, you can graze. You can just pick up some M&M's and you're going, right? And so, you know, so things like that, like teaching them that food can be fun and it can be celebratory, and that's fine, but you don't want that all the time. And they know that. They're like, once January came, those M&M's were not because that was special for that occasion. Mm-hmm. And you can give yourself that grace and that freedom to do it because you are, you know, trying to maintain a healthier lifestyle. And I did do the whole, like, I think there was a cereal called Mom's Best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so like I did go find those cereals that like look like the other one.
Yeah, we do that right now. Yep.
Yeah. So all of those things. Yep. And I even just like looked for, like, it really, what you start them with too makes a difference.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because if they don't realize that, you know, if you start them with fruit snacks, because, you know, fruit snacks is a big thing, right? You start them with the fruit snacks that are like, you know, made with real fruit and no high fructose corn syrup and all those things. They think they're great. Right?
That's kind of where we're at now, is like the things that she eats every day, like peanut butter and jelly. I try to get like the reduced sugar peanut butter and like the no artificial flavorings or dyes in the jelly, because she eats that like every day. Mm-hmm. But when we go to the Christmas parade, girl ate like 4 or 5 Dum Dums in one sitting. And I'm like, it's a parade. We're having a good time. Like, you're not getting a Dum Dum every day, but, you know, I'm the one who gave her the candy. So, you know.
And I think too, like, you have control over what's in your home.
Yeah.
And that's another great way to balance it. Mm-hmm. So if you're keeping the healthier choices in your home, then when they're out at a kid's party, I mean, and this is no shame on the people who do that, but, you know, they don't have to be that kid that's like, my mom
won't let me eat sugar.
Own, whatever, because I can't have what's here. They can still enjoy that because you know that most of the time they're at home.
Yeah.
And even like sodas, like I admit I enjoy a Coke Zero.
Me too.
Another guilty pleasure of mine, but I try not to buy them in my home.
Yeah.
So at home, I'll buy Zevia's or, you know, a more natural version of a soda or like sparkling waters and stuff for at home. And then I know that if I'm out at the Mexican restaurant, I started to say one and give a little.
Yeah.
A little shout out. But if you're at the Mexican restaurant, you know, they don't have Zevia. It's not a choice.
Right. Yeah.
So you might get the soda there, but then the rest of the week when you're at home where you have control over it, you can. Right. So
I think that helps us like balance too. And like, especially with kids as they get older, like, you know, your kids are older, like they can finally make food choices for themselves. So really, like, how, like, as a mom, how do you even like influence those decisions?
Well, and I will say too, like, sometimes, like,
kids are always going to be kids. They're always going to have their own choices anyway. Like my son, Christian, he is going to be 17 in a couple of days. When he was a toddler, he ate anything that I would put in front of him.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, all the good
That's
stuff,
awesome.
Everything. And as he got a little older, now we found out it was because he eventually got diagnosed with ADHD. And there are some like textural things mm-hmm. with that and some, you know, just different things that go into that as well. But he would start to refuse things eventually as he was getting into like elementary school. And I'm like, dude, you just ate that like all the time, like last year.
Or like yesterday. Like,
why
aren't you eating it now?
But I will say he's about to be 17 and we finally like gotten back around in the last couple of years to the fact that he'll like try new things now, or like he's very polite about it. He's like, he'll take a couple bites and he's like, okay, well, I tried it. Won't have it again, but thank
Don't
you for like serving it,
but
to
thank
me.
You
know, kind of thing. So I appreciate the politeness in it. And he has re-expanded his palate a little bit in the last couple of years. But that kind of like grace for the moment of understanding that maybe like as the seasons come and go, yeah, some of these kids are maybe going to have a little bit of a harder time with certain foods and that kind of thing. But that's where, you know, vitamins and making sure that like all those extra supplements and things are getting into them if they're not getting it naturally in their food.
And some encouragement to you as a mom who have kids that aren't kids anymore. I'm surprised at the things they're eating as adults now that they would not touch when they were kids. So I'll go to order, I don't know, like if I'm picking up a sandwich for them or something. He's like, yeah, tomato, onions. I'm like, what?
You're like, what?
You eat tomatoes and onions now?
My husband doesn't even do that. He's just meat and cheese.
I'm
like,
eat
some vegetables.
Is that the influence of a girl? Because I have
Very
noticed.
Possibly.
Yeah, I have noticed that Christian eats better when his female friends are around.
My son's wife is a really good cook, he says, and she eats differently. I mean, you know, she grew up in a different family, so you know, you kind of have your staple, like go-to meals.
Yeah.
Tacos. And so her staple grocery meals look different, and so she cooks a lot with peppers. So I never liked peppers, so I never cooked with peppers. And so he's like, peppers are great! You know, he's like, eating all these peppers, and they are great, and they're good for you. But I never cooked with that. So it's just like...
She had any recipe tips?
Yeah. The outside influence.
Well, I think I'm a decent cook, but apparently not. My husband still, he's such like a meat and potatoes guy, and I'm like, you need to eat some kind of vegetable. So somebody needs to send me like recipes on like how to make vegetables taste better because I'm struggling.
I used to hide vegetables in things like pancakes and brownies and different things like that. And it was a great way to like substitute out some of the bad stuff that's in the food and put some of that good stuff. And you can't taste it. I'll send you some recipes.
Yes, send me some recipes. I need to do that.
For kids, trying to get something good in kids, one of the wellness ladies that comes and speaks at our studio, she is big on smoothies. Mm-hmm. And it's true. Like a smoothie is like a milkshake to a kid, right?
That's true.
They don't have to know what's in there. And spinach disappears.
Yeah, you can't taste it.
You can't taste it. And you can get a full serving of spinach in a smoothie and you will not taste it. And then other really important foods that we all want to be getting in our diets are like berries. Berries are what's sweet in the smoothie.
My daughter would live on fruit. I'm like, you have to eat other things. You can't just eat fruit.
But there's so much stuff you can sneak into a smoothie. And then to them, and again, it's all how you frame it. So if they're 2 years old and you say, are you ready for your milkshake? You know, like
they're gonna be like, absolutely.
Great.
So we're in the new year. If people want to come and check out Live Movie, what's the best way to find out the class schedule and all that good stuff?
So again, I'm a big communicator, so I feel like it's everywhere, all the places. Right? So we do have a website. We actually have two websites. We have the fitness studio website, which is livemoviefitness.com. If you want to learn more about some of the other things that we're doing and kind of the heart and the mission behind the nonprofit, that is livemovebecenter.org. We are also on Instagram. We are also on Facebook. And so the website has just a plethora of information. I feel like any question you could possibly have is on there. But if it's not, you can always email us or you can call us. It does explain how we work as a nonprofit. So we didn't really touch on that. I should have, because the thing is, I'm so excited about what we're doing, I forget we have to pay for it.
Right, exactly.
We do have to pay for it. Right. So like our classes are free. But I remind people that we still have the same bills that we had before they were free.
Yep.
So we do heavily rely on people to give, to see what we're doing, to see the benefit of what we're doing and to give. And so the suggested donation that we say is give us a high five, which is $5.
Yep. Yeah.
And if you are a coffee drinker, you know you can't even get a coffee anymore.
Right,
you.
Right.
Yeah. Right? And so we're offering you a full hour of fitness, not just for your body, but for your mind and your soul for a $5 donation.
And it's all age groups too, like all ages, all fitness levels. I've gone to a couple classes and like it's just so cool to see like so many different people from so many different walks of life. And there's no like hard commitment. Like if you can come 1 week, great. If you can't come the next week, that's okay. And that's what I've really enjoyed about it.
All right, I'm going to come with you.
Yes, we need to go because like as a person with like busy schedules, like being moms, it's hard to like commit to a class. And like if you're paying for a full membership and can only go like 3 times a month, you're like, I'd much rather pay for the individual classes that I get to
go to. This is a great idea. You're going to see me.
They do not have to pre-register. It's all drop-in. So you just show up. If it's your first time, you do probably want to get there a few minutes early because we have a waiver to sign and you kind of want to familiarize yourself with the space and what you need, right? But it's drop-in. The schedule's on the website. $5 donation if you're able. There's nobody up there monitoring or checking whether or not you do it. And then if you really love the studio and it's your fitness family, it's where you want to be, we have what's called monthly partnerships. So, you know, if you're coming there all the time, it's a lot to try to remember, oh, do I have a $5 bill? Or we have a QR codes and you can like pull it and scan
That's
and
been
pay
great.
With credit cards. But also, I mean, aren't we all tired of pulling out our phone all the time? Mm-hmm. Yes. So if you do a monthly partnership, that is a reoccurring donation that comes out every month of your account, but you decide how much it is. So we have people who do $25 a month. We have people who do $100 a month. Some people do it based on their budget. Yeah. Some people kind of factor in, okay, how many classes will I probably take this month? And at $5 a pop, like, and try to figure it out that way. But again, we're not monitoring that. Yeah. So it's whatever the Lord lays on your heart to do. And we have people who are donating, have been donating for months and months and months, and I haven't seen them in a while.
Yeah.
But they still, and I even checked in with them, and I'm like,
hey,
are you okay with this? Because they do have access to their account. They can change it anytime they need to. They can put it on pause. They can cancel. They can change the amount. But I checked in with this one woman. Her husband was going through a hard time. She hadn't been in the studio. And she still wanted to support what we're doing because she realizes we're not going to be there.
Right.
If we don't have people supporting us.
And it's even more than fitness.
So her donations are going to help other people work out. Her donations, if you're a monthly partner, 10% of your donations go towards PrayFit, which was what I mentioned earlier. So your donations are also helping someone who's immobile have the opportunity to move.
That's
so
right.
It's beautiful. It's like it helps you move. It helps people who maybe can't afford to move, and it helps the immobile move. So it's just, we think it's like a win-win-win, right? But yeah, so that's an option too. And for the people who want accountability, because some people like the gym memberships because it makes them feel accountable. They're like, okay, well, I paid, you know, $75 to the Y or something this month. I need to go. So I think the partnerships are good for that reason too, because even though they're voluntary, if you are doing that monthly, you're like, okay, well, I, you know, I'm partnering, I'm donating, I need to go.
And the community there holds you accountable too, because if you consistently go to class and you don't show up, I've heard the women at the Bible study be like, have you seen so-and-so lately? We should check in with her. And they really do care about your life outside the studio. Yeah. Like, yeah, you might not show up for a workout class, but they want to know like, why? Like, are you okay? What happened this week? And so the community aspect of it is really beautiful
and
as well.
Were y'all a part of the King and Country? Did y'all do anything with that King and Country concert?
Yeah, the concert. Yeah.
Okay. So we it was so sweet. Two of my ladies from one of my 9 o'clock classes were telling me they went to the concert together.
Yeah.
And it's so
I
fun
love that.
They weren't friends before the studio.
Yeah, right.
But they connected and they're like, yeah, we went to the King and Country concert. So yeah.
That's awesome.
So awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We so appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to coming.
I know. We're going to find a class. We're going to show up.
I would love that. That'd be awesome.
Well, if you've been listening this long, you can text Mom Squad to 800-424-9594 for a chance to win a Journey mug.
Thanks for listening to Diary of the Mom Squad. Tune in next time for more stories, more laughter, and the reminder that we always need more Jesus. You got this, Mom.